This is News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town. I am Steve Kelly, here with Brett Vaquita from West Michigan's Morning News. And in studio with us, the owner of Hopkins Propane, Chris Van Andel. Chris, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And the other boss, Vaughn Hayes, is the Director of Operations. Vaughn, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
What are some strategies propane customers can use to save money this winter?
Well, one thing that we like to point out with our customers is that in order to have good energy savings, they really need to do a good energy consultation in their home. So find out where they're losing energy in their home. So doors, windows, the attic space, making sure you have proper insulation in your attic, the right amount of insulation, and the fact that it's distributed properly, making sure you don't have any heat loss going out your doors or your windows. So around your windows, looking for drafts, feeling for drafts around doors and windows. So really, in that regard, it's not so much whether you're propane, natural gas, electric. You just want to make sure that your home is well sealed against the elements, because that's what's going to save you money no matter what your fuel source is. So it's not anything against propane users, natural gas users, or electric users. It's more so just ensuring that your home is in good, proper condition, and all of your entry points are checked for drafts and leaks.
So one of the things that drives us crazy we talk about on the morning show is the fact of gas prices, and they go up or down, or something happened over in the Middle East, or whatever the excuse might be this week. When it comes to propane this winter, what should people kind of brace themselves for, look forward to, or maybe not look forward to, compared to last year's prices?
Well, year over year, it's always hard to give you any sort of true bellwether because of the fact that, like you said, many market conditions can affect it as well as global conditions. So in that regards, propane is a commodity, and commodities can fluctuate greatly. What I would recommend is that people really look at getting on any sort of price protection programs with their providers, and Hopkins does offer several. So you can get on budget programs to where we can estimate what your usage should be throughout the year and determine what your monthly payment would be so that that can be spread out. We can also put you on price protection programs to where it'll cap your price so that even if the price does shoot up, you won't go over a certain amount, and so you know what your max out-of-pocket will be. That's the part that I would focus on, is making sure that you're setting yourself up to protect yourself from any sort of market fluctuations, because they can and do occur. Now, at Hopkins, we do several things to try and protect our customers in terms of our purchasing of product to ensure that we don't have as much risk when it comes to the market swings, because we want to make sure our customers don't have some sort of outrageous bill in the middle of winter. But we can only do that to such an extent that we need help from the customers to ensure that they're also looking out for themselves and getting on some sort of price protection program.
Website is great for that, hopkinspropane.com. Talk to us a little bit about your territory. Where do you guys deliver?
Well, we're pretty much in southwest Michigan, and the counties are Barry, Kent, Ottawa, Allegan, Kalamazoo, and Van Buren. We do stretch out into other counties as well. So don't be afraid to call us and ask if we service your area, because we might want to.
I'll give you the number. It's 800-427-8969, or again, hopkinspropane.com.
And if you've driven south, I'm in the Byron Center area, so I'm not too far from you guys. You've seen Hopkins Propane. I know you have. It's just opposite of what I like to call the Gun Lake Casino, right in that exit area, Bradley. And you can see them right there. And you guys have been there for years, right?
Yes, and to that point as well, you can get on our website, find our coverage area, and also on there it'll tell you the same thing. If you're in one of our fringe zones, please call, because we will certainly look at where you're at and see if we can service your account, even if you're just outside of one of our zones that's on the website.
Chris, one of the things, you guys locally owned and operated, that's important. We always talk about that on Wood Radio and supporting our local businesses. You know, if someone wants to come to you guys for the first time or maybe make that switch, what would you recommend about that?
You just give us a call, or you can even get online on our website. But you can give us a call. We're family owned. We care about you as a customer. You are not a number. We actually care about our customers.
And speaking of being in business, how long has Hopkins Propane been in business?
Hopkins Propane has been in business for 36 years.
Wow.
And we are an offshoot of Van Andel Propane, which has been in business for 61 years.
So you know your propane.
We like to think we know all about propane.
HopkinsPropane.com. Again, 800-427-8969. If I'm new construction, if I'm building something new and I want to look at cost effectiveness of this stuff, what sort of things do I take into consideration to decide if propane is right for me?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, one of the things you're going to look at is what's available in your area, you know, whether or not natural gas comes to your area. In a lot of cases, people kind of assume that. But in certain circumstances, natural gas, depending on where you're at off the line, is going to charge you very exorbitant fees to be able to run a line to your house if you're not on a path that they're already planning on doing expansion on. So on that front, it could be a very high upfront cost to get that run over to your property. So you've got to take that into consideration when you're looking at the overall expenses of your energy source. A lot of people, if they don't have natural gas, they automatically think electric. Electric is not very efficient. Gas appliances are much, much more efficient than electric appliances, so it's something else I would recommend. You can always go out to propane.com. There's a lot of great informational materials out there in terms of building with propane that'll give you all the efficiency ratings on the propane appliances versus electric, and you'll be able to do a cost comparison as to what the cost of that appliance is going to run you over the lifetime of that, including the electricity you're going to pay for versus the propane you pay for. And one thing to take into consideration, a lot of people think propane's expensive, and because of the fact, the reason for that, they usually look at it as a bill. So they're looking at one big bill of, hey, I filled that tank, and now I'm paying for that. Well, you're not looking at it in the fact that that bill is a one-time thing that you're then going to use over 2, 3, 4, 6 months. Whereas electricity, natural gas, you're getting a monthly bill. And that's the part where I was talking about earlier. If you get on a budget program, then you can start seeing how that looks if you spread it out month to month versus one big hit at a time. And that's the part that gets people skewed a lot of times. So make sure you're taking that in consideration and look at your usage as an annual usage and figure out what that monthly cost is versus what your competing products are going to cost you.
You may find out more at the website HopkinsPropane.com or simply call 800-427-8969. Director of Operations Vaughn Hayes and owner Chris Van Andel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is Talk of the Town on News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM.